Judges chapter 5, and I want to leave with you in Judges chapter 5, verse 12. The verse 12, boys and girls, these words. It's part of a song, but the words go in verse 12. Awake, awake, Deborah, awake, awake, utter a song. You almost feel sorry for Deborah here. There her name occurs in the middle of a call that is four times repeated. Awake, 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 awake. Maybe you boys and girls are hard to get up in the morning. Maybe your mommy is like that. She has to call you to awake, not once, not twice, but four times. Sometimes it might be hard to get you up. And here, poor Deborah, she's surrounded with these calls, as if somehow she is asleep. Deborah's a good soul. She is a woman of faith. She's certainly not dead, but alive, very much alive in God. But she's sleepy sometimes. Sleepy in soul. Sleepy in spirit. Slow to praise God. And that's what God wants her to awake to do. To praise him, because it says, utter a song. So he wants Deborah awake to sing and utter praise. You know, boys and girls, in the morning, as the light dawns, what's the first thing you hear? It's the birds. And they're a delight to hear because they're singing. As soon as the light arises, they're up and they're singing. And God has given the birds to be our teachers. You know, I think some great Christian mind ought to write a book about birds singing. There's a lot to learn there. There's a lot of questions to ask about why they do that and why God has caused them to do that. There's much for research and consideration. They have become our teachers, and that is mainly why they do it, because the Lord teaches us through them. They awake early and they have a song in their heart. They're joyful. They're glad. But you know, Christians very often are not like that. They should be. They should be glad. They should be rejoicing. They should have a song in their heart. They should leap out of bed glad in the Lord. But that's not the way it is oftentimes. And they have to be awakened. Sometimes we don't feel like singing at all, even though we've been up a long time and all through the day. Even through the whole day, we don't feel like singing at all very often, because our soul is still sleeping, even though our body may be awake. You know, David the shepherd, he was going through a hard time once in his life. He was being pursued by King Saul. It was a dreadful time for him. And he was hiding in a cave. And he must have found it very hard in the mornings, particularly, to face another day. I'm sure he didn't feel like singing sometimes. In one of the Psalms, particularly when it was dark and he was in a cave, he says, "Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early." He was determined to be up and praising God, no matter how dark and bleak the situation was. And sometimes we have to set our alarm and to wake up our soul and to stir our hearts. And sometimes we have to pray, "Lord, awaken my soul. Send an alarm to stir me up to praise thee in the morning. Put a song in my mouth." That's a good prayer to pray, isn't it? "Lord, put a song in my mouth, like the song that you give to all the little birds." And the Lord can awaken us, you know. I remember reading about a minister who lived many, many years ago in Scotland. I forget his name. I forget the parish of which he was the minister. I have failed to find the material from which I read it. No doubt if I spent a lot more time, I might be able to find it. Someday I will, no doubt. But that's all gone. But I remember the story of him. He was a good soul. Of course, he lived in times when there was no internet, no TV, and no radio, and all these modern distractions that we have today to face. And those were times when men were in touch with God. I think it was in the Aberdeenshire area, or Angus, and he was in touch with God. And he was a good soul. But he must have liked to lie on and to slumber a bit. And every Sabbath, God wouldn't let him do that. Because in the Sabbath mornings, his door used to knock. Early in the morning, at the dawn of day, his door used to knock, and he would go to the door and there'd be nobody there. And that was him up. And that continued week after week. Sometimes he wouldn't go, he wouldn't get up at all. He just, you know, ignored and lay on. And then what would happen was, the board of his bed would knock violently. And that got him up. And every time thereafter he heard the knock on the door, he didn't let the headboard knock too much. Now these things are hard to explain. But one thing for sure, every Sabbath he preached, he was up at the scrape of dawn, preparing to preach the word, meeting with God. God awakened him. And whenever he got old and retired from active ministry, the knocks on the door stopped and he was able to have a peaceful retirement. God must have loved that soul to awaken him, to get him up in the day before alarm clocks. The Lord doesn't want his people to slumber. He doesn't want them to sleep. He wants them to be like birds, up early, praising him with a song in their heart. So remember this, boys and girls. God says, they that seek me early shall find me. So remember this. And whenever you hear those little birds singing, you ask God to put the same song in your heart and the same gladness in your soul. So may you all be like the birds, boys and girls. Let us pray.